Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers, who promise people relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's wife and kid are found and living in his house. Davin talks to his scammer Agnes about feelings and puts her in the barrel. Davin also suggests that he may spend money in a hotel room while his estranged wife and kids stay at his house. Agnes says she's got a better way to spend the money, so listen and enjoy.
So she gets on late. This is, again, around the same time. So we have a little chit-chat. I go, oh, this is sad. I go, oh, the cafe's open later tonight. She goes, today is Saturday. They will close. Have you heard anything of your kid and wife? I go, I found them in a shelter.
Oh.
Thank God they survived. So they live with you, she says? I go, I don't know. That depends on you, on us. She goes, I don't understand. Do they live in the same house with you? I go, the house is gone, flattened. Everything they own is gone. They are at my house now. I will get a hotel if we are a couple, if you are uncomfortable. It will be expensive, but if we are a couple and it does upset you, then I will do that.
Oh.
She goes, okay.
Wow.
I go, what's okay? Okay to what?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm happy you found them both.
Oh.
I go, me too. I go, what is the deal with us? You talk about marriage. You talk about breaking up. You really hurt me the other day. And the hardest thing is, I don't think you understand why.
Mm.
She goes, I am sorry if you think I have hurt you. Such a fucking guy.
Ugh.
You only bring your anger on me. You make me feel stupid when you do that for wasting this much fucking time.
Yeah, it's like, I'm never going to get this money. This is the most painful scam I ever ran.
Certainly is. Can't we just write porn like the good old days?
Right.
I go, I was not angry with you until I told you what was going on, and I see my Facebook newsfeed filling up with 20-some-odd friends that you just needed to add at the moment. How would you feel if you were telling me Michael is very sick? That's her son.
Yes.
And at the same time, you saw I was playing a game on Facebook. She goes, I am sorry. I go, it is not about sorry. It never is.
No.
I go, I mean, thank you, but do you understand why I was upset? Do you understand what our relationship should be in my eyes? She goes, I'm sorry if I made you please. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Oh. I go, I said, what? I go, I'm sorry to make you upset. I go, making me upset is not the issue. Couples do that all the time. Do you understand what made me upset? Do you understand how you made me feel? She goes, yes, I do. I promise I will not do that again. I go, it is not a matter of doing it again. It is a matter of understanding each other. How do you think it made me feel? She goes, jealous and upset.
Okay.
I go, unimportant and insignificant.
Mm.
Because I'm a bitch. She goes, I'm sorry. Forgive me about it. I go, I do forgive you. I'm unsure if we were as good together as I originally thought.
Wow.
Because, you know, the way these relationships usually work, the Westerner is trying to hold on to the relationship for as long as possible.
Yeah. And she's like begging you, oh, please, please forgive me. I know.
You like the irony?
I do. I like that all of a sudden it's... This is like, turn the tables, and now she's like, please, please.
And I never have this shit planned, but it's just like, let's fucking play.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, what okay? What do you think? She goes, I am ashamed right now. I go, why are you ashamed? Because I made you feel bad. I go, babe, it's not about making me feel bad. I do know if you understand what I want out of, I do not know if you understand what I want out of a relationship. I do not know when we fight, you always ask if I am breaking up with you. Plus, you accuse me of playing you with a fool. I wonder how close we really are. He goes, I just said that because I am stupid. I'm sorry about it. I go, you are not stupid. You said it because you felt that way. But why?
Mm.
Yuck. I'm sorry, hun. Babe, this is not about sorry. Why won't you tell me what you think? I'm doing all the talking. If we're going to get married, then we need to communicate. I already had one marriage where communication was non-existent. This person wants to get the fuck out of this situation.
Oh, God.
This is like such the guy trying to appease the bitch.
Yeah, it's like, okay, calm down, yeah. Calm down. Put down the knife.
Put down the gas tank. She goes, I get jealous. That's why I said that. I go, jealous of what? Said what? I thought you would go back to your wife after the storm. I go, I was seeing if she was alive, 6 exclamation points, with my daughter, 4 exclamation points. You told me not to be jealous, 4 exclamation points. She goes, I know, but you know I can't control the feeling. I go, okay, are we a couple?
Oh.
She goes, yes, we are, babe.
Oh, lovey dovey.
I go, okay, do you want me to spend the money and get a hotel while they stay at my house?
Yeah.
Introducing money. Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, we can live together if only she will not attack me.
What? Wait a minute. Who talked about you stepping into this?
I go, babe, this is not forever. I'm talking about right now. They're going to stay at my house until they get on their feet. The question I am asking you is, should I spend the money on a hotel for myself or should I share a roof with them? I need to know how you feel about this.
Yeah.
Little test here.
I'm dying to know.
I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you'll waste much money at the hotel. And when she said,
great.
Why don't you give me that money? I swear to God, I laughed my ass off.
No, she said, why don't you give me that money?
I laughed out loud. That's my... No, confirms everything we knew.
That's great. Don't waste that money on a hotel, motherfucker. Yeah. Send it to me.
For 5 months, this bitch has been waiting for the opening.
Western Union stuff. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, that's great. Why don't you give me the money? If you're burning my hotel, send it over here.
She goes, you know I got to buy something.
Wow. It's been so long since she asked for money. But you dangled the money in there right away.
I knew what I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
I go, what a great idea. While my wife is around, I'll just overnight some money to Ghana. She will never know. Do you want that in nickels or quarters?
No, you didn't.
I did. Sarcastic Davins here.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you mean by that? I go, by what? She goes, will you give me the money or not?
Oh, wait a minute. This has got to be a different person.
No, Mom, I don't know. I go, can your jealousy overcome her living with me if I send you the money? She goes, no, it won't, but I trust you.
Oh, boy.
I know you will not sleep with her.
I trust your big fat bank account.
I go, so you trust me to live under the same roof with her, but you do not trust me to see if she's alive?
Yeah.
She goes, forgive my foolishness for the first time. I didn't realize we'd be talking about cash.
I know. As soon as we're talking about you got money to throw around.
She goes, let's forget about that. I go, of course.
Of course.
So she goes, so when can you send me the money?
No!
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I go, when would you like it? She goes, today.
I wanted it 5 months ago.
By the way, it is now 11:15 her time.
Oh, wow. So this cafe is like more than closed. Yeah.
Okay, I go, oh, okay. Do you accept gift cards?
Can you use a Best Buy gift card? I have one of those.
How about Malmart, where I got you that computer, stupid? Remember that one?
Yeah. For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.